So imagine you really love your job and feel like you're making the world a better place by going to the office every day. And most people seem to like you, but you're going to be booted out after only 8 years on the job. Is that right? Is that rational? I ask you. So pity our mayor, who it turns out did some polling to see if overturning term limits would be okay. It's not, as it turns out. Longtime political writer at the New York Times, Joyce Pernick, is working on a book about Mike Bloomberg, and she joins me now to talk about what might be next for the mayor. Hi, Joyce. Welcome back to WNYC.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Are you familiar with this polling that he did?
I don't know. No, I haven't seen the poll itself. I'm familiar with the fact that he took one or someone took one for him.
Right.
Which is interesting in itself, because of the first term, you know, he boasted quite often that he did not govern by polls and did not take any.
Right.
But remember that?
It did not. I don't remember the did not take any.
That's
part.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at the early comments on this on our comments page, and I guess it kind of reflects what this poll reportedly turned up. I'm going to read comment 3, posted by Kate about a half hour ago. It says, term limits should not be extended. I have been pro-Bloomberg. 311 alone should see him on a top 10 list, but he has been way too pro-development. Plus, term limits should create a focus to get things done. Staying on in office will create a kind of dribble effect. Interesting. So even people who really like Bloomberg are saying, don't do this.
Yeah, I think that's probably an automatic response of most people, and I think he'd have quite a, if he decides to do this, it's going to be quite a campaign to turn people around.
There are jokes that people could make about Robert Mugabe and Hugo Chavez, who, you know, changing the Constitution down there so he can run again. It's a good thing there are no term limits on radio hosts or newspaper columnists, right, Joyce?
Right.
but, you know, term limits are controversial in the United States.
They're very controversial, and the circumstances were entirely different, and the personality was entirely different. But nobody in New York will forget the reaction when Rudy Giuliani,
That's
who
right.
was then a hero after 9/11, tried to extend his term, or he did, ultimately didn't. He talked about trying to extend his term, remember?
Absolutely.
And there was quite a negative reaction to that. And as I say, he was an idol at that point. He was untouchably popular, and nonetheless, people didn't like the idea.
It was immediately after 9/11, and he and some people may forget 9/11 itself was Democratic primary day at the end of Mayor Giuliani's second term.
That's right.
And you know, he said there was such an emergency that the city shouldn't change mayors. And as popular as he was then, the public opinion polls went against him on that point then.
Precisely. So I just think that this would be a very heavy lift. That said, Mike Bloomberg can spend, as we know, a great deal of his own money to promote the idea should he decide to go for it. And fundamentally, term limits are anti-democratic because they take the power away from the voter, right? And they put it into a law. The voter theoretically should have the right to decide whether somebody stays in office or does not stay in office. And that's why the editorial boards over the years have, and good government groups have opposed, not supported, term limits. The New York Post today, which I think is not irrelevant, came out in favor of Bloomberg extending
his
term. Right. So, on the other hand, I don't know if good government groups and editorial boards in general would support the idea of extending term limits for the person currently in office. In other words, they might say, "Well, let's extend term limits, but let's do it for the next mayor
right.
or the next city."
Yeah, there's something unseemly about doing it for yourself.
It doesn't seem self-serving.
Chad in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Chad.
Oh, hello. I'm sorry. You caught me unprepared.
That's okay. Go.
The whole thing, term limits are essentially undemocratic. But what Bloomberg has done, it's like he's gamed the system. He's switches from one party to another, and now he's trying to just totally throw the system into the air to satisfy his own petty personal interests.
So, but Chad, let me throw this back at you. People say term limits are fundamentally
right.
Undemocratic.
I agree. But he has, from the beginning, he changed his party from one to the other. He doesn't care about democracy. It's an important feature of the system, and he is trying to buy his way with whatever place he can get. I mean, it's a vanity project for him, as far as I'm concerned.
Chad.
Well, you're getting a little ahead of the story. He hasn't done this, I think.
Right. He just polled to see if there'd be public support for the idea, or if he would kind of, you know, blow his reputation if he even tried. And I guess, again, just judging from the reporting on this, he's probably never going to propose it. Joyce, would you agree?
Well, it's beginning to look that way, yeah. If you're asking me whether I think he would like to stick around for another 4 years, you didn't ask me, but I'll answer it anyway. I think he would. I don't think there's any doubt that he would like a third term. But I don't think that he's going to want to mess with his legacy, and I don't think he's going to want to mess with what his reputation is so far, which despite what your caller said, I don't think is negative at all.
Right. And Chad, you know, talked about him wanting to buy this. But when we look at the origin of the term limits referendum in New York City in the 90s, was it really a groundswell of reform sentiment?
Well,
wasn't it a campaign by another billionaire named Ronald Lauder?
That's exactly right. Most people don't understand what happened here. And basically, it was not at all a groundswell of support for term limits. It was one very wealthy man named Ronald Lauder, of the Lauder family, who got it in his head that term limits were democratic as opposed to undemocratic. And he spent a lot of money getting it on the ballot. And the people who were in power at the time, the city council and elsewhere, didn't take it very seriously. And so people look at term limits, oh, that's a good idea, and they voted for it. And the next thing you know, we have term limits. It was not this big populist movement in New York at all. It was the exact opposite. Having said that, let me explain briefly what it would take to get this on the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very difficult. There are three ways to change the term limits law. One would be for the city council to do it by law. That's very unlikely because I think there'd be a groundswell of opposition. The other two ways would be to get it on a ballot, and so it would go to a referendum. One way would be through a charter revision commission that Mayor Bloomberg would appoint. He hasn't even appointed it yet. Another way would be through signatures, and then it would go to a public referendum in November. Now, this all would have to, either the signatures or the proposed charter change would have to get to the city clerk because of these time clocks we have in New York for everything by September. That's a pretty fast clock.
Well, what it also means is that if Bloomberg were then to run for real, I see, it would be on the November 2008 ballot in advance of the 2009 mayoral election.
That's right.
Yeah, that is a fast political
clock.
That's
awfully fast. And the fact that if it were to be done through a charter revision commission, the mayor hasn't named a charter revision commission yet.
Right.
So it would all have to be done very quickly. Now, as we know, he has pretty much unlimited resources, and it's not impossible. But my gut tells me that this is too unpopular and
so,
won't happen.
So comment number 8 from our comments board. I hope he doesn't try to get rid of term limits. I doubt such a campaign would be successful. However, I'd love to see Bloomberg run for governor.
Mm-hmm.
How much do you think he's interested in that?
I think there are some people around him who are interested in it. I think that he would take a lot of convincing himself. I don't think it's impossible. I think it's highly unlikely, and the reason is twofold. Number one, governors have less power than mayors do.
Really?
Much less, and they have less direct control. They're more like bankers. They decide, you know, where the money goes in the state of New York, but they cannot do cause and effect. They can't say, I want this to happen tomorrow, and it happens tomorrow. Governors have less power, and the mayor knows that. I and others have heard him say it. The second reason is he's very impatient with the culture in Albany, and we all know that. And I think he'd be very unhappy having to live in that environment, not necessarily physically.
Unless he thought he was the one who could come and change it. Of course, Eliot Spitzer thought that.
Yeah, they all think that, and none of them can. So I think it's very unlikely, but not impossible.
And I guess we won't be seeing Governor Hillary anytime soon.
She, I guess. Frankly, I've given up on figuring out what she's going to do. She'll tell us someday.
Joyce Pernick, longtime New York Times political writer, now working on a book about Michael Bloomberg. Thanks for coming on with us.
Sure, delighted.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC.